60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we do that, we are just days away from the big football challenge.
What?
The bowl of super superiority bowl.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
I think some people call it the Super Bowl.
Yeah, most people.
It's a pretty big deal here in America. And millions of people will be amped up this Sunday for a sold-out event. It's sold out, you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought there was tickets left over.
Nope.
Oh, man, I always wait till the last minute, and then I get my Super Bowl ticket.
It's crazy. Super Bowl this year, completely sold out.
Yeah.
Like every NFL game. But
some people are interested in the actual sports of the game. Others are more excited about the commercials, and a few people just tune in for the coin flip. We call them the flippers.
Oh. Haven't met them before.
Yeah. I imagine there's
all
like
right,
a big...
it was heads, I'm out.
And then everyone, yeah!
Yeah. They have a whole party just for it, and then they tune out. But one thing that everybody certainly gets excited for is the food that they eat during the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And recently, Google looked at the recipes each state has been searching for leading up to the Super Bowl, and they found the top searched party foods in each state.
Oh, okay. I like this.
In Texas, the top search is for sausage cheese balls.
Really? I thought for sure you'd go chili in Texas.
That's true.
The recipe everybody's looking for their Super Bowl party. In Illinois, top recipe, homemade Chex Mix.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that stuff is so good, man.
Yeah.
Or when they make the
Muddy Buddy with peanut butter. Oh.
In Florida, butter cake bars.
What are those? And I will try them.
Yeah, I never had a butter cake bar.
I think they eat well in Florida, so don't worry.
In Oregon, taco soup.
The soup's not amazing. Chili's one thing, but soup is just so delicate for a Super Bowl party.
California, chicken wings.
Yeah, basic.
South Carolina, cowboy caviar.
Ooh, what's that?
It's basically bean salad with vegetables in it.
Not as exciting as I was hoping it would be.
Ohio, white chicken chili.
Yeah, that's good.
Now we're talking.
Washington, cheesy jalapeno popper dip.
Oh.
Good job.
Indiana, root beer flavored chicken.
Ew.
Really?
I want to try that.
Really? Huh.
Root beer flavored chicken. I've never had it.
I say ew, but the more I think about it, that could be kind of savory.
Sweet and sticky with maybe put some hot sauce on it.
Mm. I'm too lazy to cook, though. I'll just eat some chicken and have root beer and then put them both in my mouth at the same time. Swish it around.
Or, screw it, just put the chicken right into the root beer. Root beer float with chicken.
Ew.
It's not bad either.
Yeah.
I'll try it that way. All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he's stupid. Ask a stupid question. He's a dumb question. And if you get it wrong, you get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Jubal.
I've got the shock collar. Okay. While I'm putting that on, Jeff, touch me with your words.
This Sunday.
In your hands.
Okay. This Sunday, as you all know, marks the 52nd Super Bowl, crowning the champion of the NFL.
That's
sold out game.
Preseason games sell out. I just want to say that.
It's a tradition that goes back to 1967. And while many things have changed over the years, like uniforms, instant replay, and ticket prices, one thing has remained the same. Every single Super Bowl football, going back over 50 years, all have had three specific phrases printed on them.
Oh, interesting.
Whoa.
Wilson, the company that makes the footballs, made in the U.S. It's the country that we live in.
Thank you.
And what else?
We live in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. You sidetracked
Shocking.
Him.
Well, maybe if it's Tom Brady's ball, it's deflate here.
Yeah, air hole. It's an arrow.
Well, if it's got America stuff on it, maybe it's all... You know, American.
I know. I would think it'd just be a flag or something, but an actual saying. I feel like made in the U.S. Wilson. I feel like there's the third one is going to be some sort of theme, right? Like how the dollar bill says "In God We Trust."
Yeah, that was actually one. What I was going to say. I was going to say maybe "In God We Trust" on there or.
It has to be like an NFL logo or something pertaining to the NFL, right? Like,
probably something with football.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. We're getting somewhere here. We really are.
God, I'm trying to think of like any football that I've ever owned. What did it have on it?
Throw this. Catch here.
Use this for game.
No, what about official Super Bowl ball? Like, what if it was it's just saying something like, this is the official Super Bowl ball?
And they always have the Super Bowl logo on it, like the trophy, the Lombardi.
Oh, yeah, maybe it just says Super Bowl, and then it says the year,
the Lombardi.
The read number, the, Super read the Bowl question. 52.
One more time.
This Sunday is the 52nd Super Bowl. It's a tradition going back to 1967. And while many things have changed over the years, there's one thing that's remained the same. Every single Super Bowl football all have had three specific phrases printed on them. Wilson, for the company that makes them, Made in the U.S., and what else?
It has to be about the NFL or the actual
made
game.
In the U.S. and...
Super Bowl 52.
Dude, yeah, I would say Super Bowl 52. Or official
well,
ball.
Every football has 52
on it? That'd be weird.
That's a good
point. Yeah, they're predicting the future. I mean, I guess you could say the number of Super Bowl
official ball of the NFL.
There you go.
Yeah, actually, that's good, because they do say that on them, I think.
I think that's right.
Yeah, we'll go with official ball football of the NFL ball. Official football of the NFL.
In over 50 years of Super Bowl games, there have been thousands of footballs made specifically for the big game.
And every single
football has had three specific phrases printed on them. Wilson, which is the name of the company that makes the balls, Made in the U.S., and the third thing, in order to validate the authenticity of the game balls, they all need to be approved by the head of the NFL, which is why every Super Bowl football has the word commissioner with his signature on it.
Oh yeah, they do all have...
We were really on the right track.
I didn't know that. That's awesome. Well, it's kind of boring, but...
I got it wrong, and somebody texted in and wanted to hear Love Yourself by Justin Bieber.
Ooh.
So I'll sing that before I got shocked. I got the lyrics, and... Okay. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and touch yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
I don't think he says touch, does he?
No,
I added that.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Sometimes you gotta take a song and make it your own, you know?
92.5.